In Northwest news from 88.5 KPLU, after four wins in non-conference games, the Pac-12 season begins this Saturday for the University of Washington football team. The unranked Huskies take on number 16 Stanford at home, and sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that it should be a lively matchup.
Art, the Huskies are 4-0, but that doesn't mean fans are entirely at ease heading into their first Pac-12 game of the season.
They're not at ease at all because the Huskies have had a very uneven first four games. I'm calling it the exhibition season, given the quality of the opposition they had. They almost lost at Hawaii. They almost were beaten by Eastern Washington, and they had a good game against Illinois of the Big Ten, but they really scared people last weekend against Georgia State, a school which was a 35-point underdog. And they were down 14-0 at halftime. Chris Peterson said himself, "I would have joined in the booing myself." Very upset with his team. They eventually came to their senses and won 42-14, but it left a lot of apprehension in Husky fans, including Chris Peterson. He's a new coach, and he says flat out that he doesn't understand his team. He doesn't get where they're coming from. He doesn't understand their emotional readiness, and certainly the Georgia State game bore that out. But I think that's what happens when you're dealing with 18-22-year-old young men. They get distracted easily. So these are the kinds of things that occur when you're dealing with college football teams. This is not professional football yet. It should be, but it isn't, and that's another commentary for later. But they are going to have a formidable opponent Saturday against Stanford.
Well, they're having to buckle down with it being the Pac-12 competitors now. And there is a bit of a rivalry, is there not, that's developed between Washington and Stanford?
Yeah, it's kind of come about over the last several years when Stanford finally got good under Jim Harbaugh, who's now with the 49ers. He took a 1-11 team and turned it around and beat Washington several times and said bad things about former Huskies coach Steve Sarkisian and his staff. And so that added to this. And in the last couple of years, it's been really some delightful games. Washington won here 17-13, beating a Stanford team that was nationally ranked. And last year, they had a great game in Palo Alto, losing 31-28, a very dramatic outcome in which Sarkisian accused the Stanford players of laying down, faking injuries in order to delay the Huskies' up-tempo offense. And Stanford coach David Shaw got all upset about that and excoriated Sark. Well, Sark's gone now, so Peterson has to pick up the legacy of questioning Stanford's ethics as we go on.
Well, the Huskies are a 6-point underdog in this game. What do you expect to see?
I think Peterson has deliberately withheld in unveiling some of his trick plays and some of the fun stuff, formations as well as personnel groupings that are at his disposal. So I think this is going to be a fun game to watch because it's two opposite styles. Stanford plays old-school football, power eye, run the ball, bloody the opponent's nose, and dare them to punch back. And Washington is a much more contemporary offense, spread the players out, throw the ball deep. And so that contrast adds even more drama to the game. It couldn't be really a better opener for Washington in the Pac-12 season.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.